Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A 60-year-old Alaska musher has won the Yukon Quest sled dog race. The Fairbanks Daily Newsman reports Two Rivers musher Alan Moore reached the finish line in Whitehorse, Yukon, about 8 o'clock yesterday morning. The victory was Moore's third victory in the 1,000-mile race between Fairbanks and Whitehorse. Hans Gott and Lance Mackey each have won the race four times. Moore finished with all 14 dogs he started with. The race began in Fairbanks February 3rd with 26 teams. 11 teams have scratched and 14 remained on the trail as of yesterday. Alaska athlete Rosie Mankari's Olympics are over before they begin. The U.S. ski team announced yesterday Mankari suffered injuries during a training run on Tuesday. The Anchorage-based snowboarder was training at Phoenix Snow Park, which hosts freestyle skiing and snowboarding events at the Winter Olympics in South Korea. The U.S. ski team says she injured both her left and right ankles in a training run. Mankari was taken to a local hospital where she was treated and released. In a post on Instagram, Mankari revealed that she ruptured both Achilles tendons. She says she's taking some time to process the news, but is trying to stay positive and focus on the future. Mankari will stay in Pyeongchang and says she'll be cheering on her teammates in the coming days. Mankari was set to compete in the women's snowboard cross event, which takes place on Friday. And here in Juneau, the weather is creating some slick conditions this morning. Juneau Police Sergeant Benjamin Beck urges commuters to be cautious.
Drive slowly and cautiously, brake early, test whether or not you're going to slide before you come up to a red light or something. The roads are slick.
Beck says the roads were bad for most of the night, so Juneau Police asked Department of Transportation to de-ice them. The Juneau Police is reporting that overnight, two different vehicles went into the ditch and another was in a single vehicle crash. All three drivers were arrested on a DUI charge. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for mostly clear skies for today with patchy freezing fog. Could get into the mid-30s, low tonight in the 20s, could get as low as 20 degrees in the valley with as much as 2 inches of snow expected for tomorrow. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.